You're listening to the Epic Event Podcast with B. Carroll Events founder and CEO, Bree Carroll. A show that breaks down how strategic experiences with purpose, impact, and community help you hit your business goals. Now, here she is, Bree.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is your host, Bree Carroll of B. Carroll Events, here for another episode. Thank you for joining us back on the podcast. I'm really excited to share three tips to keep you inspired or help you get inspired around designing your next experience. So we're going to dive right in. Number one tip for getting inspired is to go out into nature. I absolutely love getting out into nature. And if I can be honest, I am most inspired in some waterfront areas. I am a beach type of girl. I love to see the sand and the waves and the beautiful sky. That is one of the places where I feel most inspired. But let me tell you, there is something about just going out and taking a walk, looking at the trees, seeing the birds, experiencing the different colors that are around, even if you're in the city. Like, I am a city girl, and there's just something about getting outside and even the hustle and bustle of a city and the movement and the flow of that can really be inspiring. But if you get, just go outside, look around. I love to say, and for those who know me know that I am a believer, but God is the most masterful designer ever. And there is so much inspiration that can be taken from looking at mountains and trees and looking at how streams are carved out into the land, and like just experience nature. Look at butterflies and birds and flowers and even what's out in your local area. And let me like make it super practical so that you don't feel like I'm just like running the fields. Even for like your event location, let's say you will have it at the at your location, you know, in the town that you're in. Go outside, get into nature, and look and see what are some elements that are true to that area. Maybe that is what you'll bring into your design. The wildflowers that naturally grow everywhere in this location. Like, you can get inspired, or even just the curvature of the land or bridges and landmarks and things that are in your area. Like, you can bring those elements in and get inspired by those and incorporate within your design, incorporate within your messaging, especially if you're speaking to like a local audience. This inspiration is not just for the tangible or the things that you're looking at. This can also be in your message, in your words, right? In your storytelling that you may deliver in your copy, in your emails, in your Instagram, like whatever that looks like. This is inspiration for all the things, because as you guys know, we are not just focused on the presence experience or in the room. We are also thinking about that pre-experience and that post-experience and the messaging and keeping the momentum of maybe the event that you end up doing. So how can nature help inspire you for all phases, right? So that is just one tip, one area to look to get inspiration. Tip number two, I feel like is a common tip, but is worth noting here. Get inspired and inspiration from other events. Be in the room, go out, pay the for the ticket, go to other people's events, excuse me, and check out what's going on. That's how we as a company stay up to date on what is the latest and greatest in the event industry. We go to conferences and trade shows, but we also just attend other people's events, because oftentimes, if our clients like you are speaking at events or you're attending events, you'll see something that kind of catches your eye that you like, and you'll see some things maybe that you don't like, or that you are like, that was really aligned to them. And I think you can really get inspired by that, by just seeing what is being done. It doesn't mean that you create a complete replica or you copy, quote unquote, copy any ideas that were executed at the event, but you utilize it as a source of inspiration to get your own creative juices going to what you want to design your event experience around. So I think getting in those rooms, going to events is a really great way to get inspiration. And the third way that I would recommend, or a tip to get inspired, is to look outside of your industry. This is my favorite tip, honestly, for getting inspired, is looking outside of your industry. I think sometimes we can get tunnel vision when it comes to inspiration. And we don't look to maybe fashion, maybe food industry, maybe education, I don't know, government. Like, there are so many. Look outside of your industry. Maybe you're a service provider and you need to see what they're doing in the product industry to get some inspiration for how they're maybe doing something, a process, how they're marketing, how they're sharing their messaging. Maybe it's an event that is outside of your industry. Going back to tip two, maybe it's attending something that is completely outside of your industry. I think that will make you a cut above, because what ends up happening if we stay in this tunnel vision of just seeing what is done in our impact lane, if you will, if you just are looking at that, then a lot of the events and the experiences can be very redundant. And you want to offer something fresh and something new and something that is exciting. So going and looking at other industries really can be beneficial and helpful. I'll give you an example. I had so much fun attending New York Fashion Week. So for those who know me, know that I love fashion. So it was such a fun experience and kind of a bucket list item to actually attend an event like that. And I think some of the perspective that I received from even attending that event is that, one, what you see on television or highlights is very different from what is actually happening in the room. Like, some of these spaces are, one, just tucked away. Like, you would never know that they're happening on this New York block, right? And then the spaces, some are not as big as you think that they are. The lighting and how things are set up is very strategic to maximize the space. The camera angles are very intentional. It is just to see the behind the scenes for me was really important, because we stayed and even watched them like breaking down the seating and like basically ripping everything back to the studs. And I really enjoyed seeing that, just to see how it's built, the nuts and bolts. Like, that was inspiring for me to know, like, hey, this glamorous event that people know about around the world took this to do. Like, in my mind, I thought it took more. And I love that it's because of good marketing and good messaging. But look, that is outside of my industry. And I was inspired even from going to an event like that. So what is maybe an event or some research that you can do, a magazine that you could read, a blog that you can follow, a friend or a colleague that's in another industry that you can kind of tap into to get inspired by? It gives just so many opportunities for you to think about different ways to position your experience. It gives you ideas for collaboration. It really inspires and sparks something fresh and something exciting that I think your clients and your community will be raving about because it is different. And I hope that these three areas of inspiration start to get those wheels turning. Maybe you'll set aside some time to get into nature. Maybe you'll start searching for that next event ticket that you can purchase, or you'll really lean in to tip number three and you'll check out what's going on in another industry.
Thank you for listening to the Epic Event Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, drop a review or share with a friend. This has been a B. Carroll Events Podcast. For more, head to www.bcarrollevents.com/podcast.